out and saw that we did seminars and we brought speakers to different areas, and he asked if we would be interested in coming to TRAL and bringing some to you. So we've had a few chats off and on over that time, and we said yes, that we would be very interested. So this is the first evening that we have come to TRAL. The Second Well Trust, one of the gentlemen will come and talk to you a little bit about that, and we put together an evening for you, which we hope that you will very much enjoy. This, as I said, is going to be the first one, and I've put some leaflets out on the chairs for you to tell you a little bit about some of the other things that we're going to bring to the area. And the first one is Stephen Lewis, who is from the United Kingdom. He has been in New Zealand before, he has worked here before, and he is coming back. And he's going to come and do an evening and an all-day intensive here in TRAL. So if you're interested in learning more about that and would be interested in coming, it would be lovely to see you. The other person who we're going to be bringing here, which will be in September, in early September, is a gentleman from Australia. His name is Bob Jaco, and what he does is learning to channel workshops. Now, he's also been and done workshops in New Zealand, and he's coming back now for the second time. He's going to do a tour throughout New Zealand, starting in TRAL, then he'll go to Auckland, Wellington, and he's done the stuff out in Blenheim. So I hope that the first evening that we bring to you that you really enjoy, and we're looking forward to working with the people in this area and coming back. So that's about all for me. You can come and talk to us during the break. I do have a selection of people here. If you know them, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you can come and have a look, and they are available for you. And I'd like to introduce Charlie Ash, and he will talk to you a little bit about the Second Well Trust and introduce you the rest of the evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce myself. It's Charlie Ash, and from the Second Well Trust. The Second Well Trust is a group of people who have set out to pass on information, teachings that we are getting from Sonji, the Earth Mother. This is done by deep trance from spirit, and Roberta Margaret here is the channel. And with this, you can ask any question you like when the time comes and we're prepared. If there's any question you would like to know on anything, and to ask, and she will give you an answer. The I would like to introduce some of the other members. There's Irene here. She is the public relation. There's Christine.
Good evening.
Yes. Glenda.
Hi.
That's it, yeah. And this is Roberta Margaret, the channel. Right, the idea of we also have groups. We teach in groups, and the subjects we do teach are the breathing, the color vibration, about your chakras, the power centers in your body, and channel healing. You will also have a chance tonight to receive the channel healing from our friends here. If you feel like you're feeling a bit down or you want a little bit of a lift, well, we'll have a seat here and you can sit down, and one of our friends here will channel the energies to you. We also do psychometry and clairvoyance and meditation, and with this, and when you get into it and learn about it, and learn about the vibrations, your own feelings, you can develop such a lot. You can you will improve your self-esteem even, and well-being within yourself, and confidence in yourself as you go along, and as you accept these. And there are also parts of clairvoyance where you will find out about the spirit all around you. Your friends that are in spirit are with you at times, and spirit are always with you. That sometimes you may get a little nudge when you're standing in the house or somebody scratches your ear, and you get all sorts of feelings. And you know, well, that is such and such is with me. You learn this, and you learn who the people are with you. We call them our doorkeepers and guardians, and once they want to come through to you also, they want to communicate with you. And it's not a ghostly thing or a frightening thing, it is an everyday happening. And it is amazing how people now are beginning to open up to these sort of things. In fact, that's why you're all here at the moment, to learn all this. And I feel that is, oh yes, there is the book here, Classics of the Diamond. You'll see it over there, the Teachings of the Earth Mother. In this book, we have done quite a large number of years of teachings from the Earth Mother in different places. So we record it and then transcribe it and put it into the book fashion. Usually we have got in the Path of the Christos and the Demons, and that's the life forces and trees and the animals and all the natural evolution. And we learn this, and this book explains quite a bit about it. You don't read the book like a novel. You pick a chapter and you go through it quietly and to yourself, and then set it down and just ponder on it for some time. And then go back to it another time and pick up another chapter and go through it. And you'll find how there is always something there that draws your attention and answers questions for you. I believe I've spoken enough. Thank you very much, David. There is a hymn here. And you can write your own name if you feel that you need the healing power. And friends, you've got friends that need healing, the healing energies, to come to them. So if you put their name in the book, this name is specially set out for this. And whenever the healing energies come, it goes to the names in the book. And so feel free when you... anytime, just come up and put a name on your book, and then we'll get the healing energies. You will find it tonight. Be aware of the different vibrations in the room. You'll find it whenever Jeff plays the music, and the different tunes, and the meditation music, and you'll find the mood changing in the room. You'll find the vibrations changing, and you'll find it when you're sitting receiving the healing. You'll find the energies coming in. And if you feel like doing it yourself and channel to a friend, feel free to do that also. And you'll find by when the evening is coming, you'll be blooming quite well. Thank you very much. And now I would like to introduce Jeff Clarkson. Hi, it's Jeff Clarkson. You'll be our musician.
Right. Music has an incredible power to influence the energy, and if you're serious about meditation or relaxation, then you need to incorporate music into that exercise at some stage. I actually enjoy meditating on that music, but I also like to listen to it as well. There's quite a bit of emphasis on today as we live in a world where there's a lot of materialistic consciousness. There's quite a bit of emphasis on being back in touch with nature. It's so easy to get caught on the treadmill of life, even in Tehran and surrounding districts. So we must be careful to ensure that we're always in touch with one who we really are, and also the universe around us. The easy way to do that is to look at nature, be part of nature, think about how disconnected we've become or how connected we are, and and give some time in your meditation to reconnecting with nature, because nature was always here long before we were. And when you think about it, nature is kind of the rules of the universe, isn't it? So it's the underpinning of the universe. Some might say it's God. So you might think about that when I'm playing. The Tanaka is an adventure to nature. Tanaka is a name I've given to the world of the human spirit. It's very much a world where it looks very green and beautiful, much like some of the beautiful places in New Zealand. And it's good to reconnect with that energy. I'd just like to play a little piece, which some of you might have heard. It's different every time I play it. This is the track Botanica, and we'll start off with that. Now, don't forget, we've got the seats here if you want to have some gear. You're quite welcome to do that while I'm playing. It will probably heighten the experience of the music. So, yeah. And welcome along to life as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.